Hi, this is Simon back with another powerful program of positive music. Stay with us and I guarantee that by the end of the next half hour, you'll feel encouraged and inspired. Encouragement is the theme of our show today, and we have some cool stories for you on that topic. Plus, as always, six great songs lined up to play you, starting with this from Sonny James. Sonny James taking the time to love somebody. And on this program, we've given you many ideas on how you can put love into action. Well, today, we're talking about the power of encouragement. And did you know that some of the greatest success stories of history have followed a word of encouragement or an act of confidence by a loved one or a trusting friend? When Nathaniel Hawthorne, a heartbroken man, went home to tell his wife that he was a failure and had been fired from his job, she surprised him with an exclamation of joy. "Now," she said triumphantly, "you can write your book." "Yes," replied Nathaniel, "and what shall we live on while I'm writing it?" Well, to his amazement, she opened a drawer and pulled out a substantial amount of money. "Where on earth did you get that?" he exclaimed. "Well, I've always known that you were a man of genius," she told him. "I knew that someday you would write a masterpiece, so every week out of the money you gave me for housekeeping, I saved a little bit. So here's enough to last us for one whole year." From her trust and confidence came one of the greatest novels of American literature, The Scarlet Letter. Come on now, little bit of love. It's a long, long way, yeah. New wind. A little bit of love.
begins with the love we share.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Little bit of love goes a long, long way. Yeah. Ooh, yeah. Little bit of love goes a long, long way. Yeah. Ooh, yeah. Take away the pain and put love in its place.
Jason Lawrence, a little bit of love goes a long, long way in giving people hope and encouragement. I heard once of a woman called Susan whose personal problems were enormous. She was dealing with tough issues from her past. Her husband had emotionally withdrawn from her. The family was in financial trouble. Somehow she kept up a good front at work, even though she was thinking of suicide. And then she received a Christmas card from her boss with these handwritten words. I don't know what we'd do without you. Thank you for being so competent and helpful. Later, she commented, I framed that card and put it up in my kitchen. It's like a sign that says, you're okay. So, send that card, write that note, offer that word of encouragement. Give that pat on the back. You may be giving someone just the lift he or she needs.
A wealth of health, keeping you fit for life.
Educators have long considered breakfast brain food, as essential to learning as books and blackboards. Now there's some science to back them up. A new study finds that children who eat breakfast not only do better academically than those who don't, but they also behave better. Researchers found those who ate breakfast generally had higher math grades, were less depressed, anxious, and hyperactive, and were more likely to attend class and be on time. In fact, the breakfast eaters often averaged almost a whole grade higher than those who didn't eat breakfast. The bottom line of the study, says researchers, is that breakfast may indeed be the most important meal of the day. For New Beat, this is Nix Martinez.
First time now on New Beat for the next artist. Her name is Corrie Johnson, and the song, If People Only Knew.
If people only knew how much you care, there'd be no lives that drown in sad despair. There'd be no hopes that fade against the blue. If people only knew. If people only sensed how close you are, there'd be no wishing on some distant star. There'd be no hardened walls of self-defense. If people only sensed.
by for some important information. It's time to write to Newbeat.
Well, here's our email address. If you'd like to write, it's mail@radioactivated.com. And we'd love to hear from you. And if you like the inspirational stories and anecdotes that you hear on this program, well, you can log on to www.activated.org, where you can sign up for a variety of free inspirationals to be emailed to you daily. And also, don't forget those music downloads at www.newbeat.org.
That's right. If you're not listening to Newbeat, you might as well just throw your radio out the window.
His radio doesn't listen to Newbeat.
My name is Simon Peterson. You're listening to New Beat, the international inspirational music program. Our theme today is encouragement. Well, I read a story recently of a professor who took time to write a letter of thanks to a school teacher for having given him so much encouragement when he'd been in her class 30 years before. The following week, he received an answer written in a very shaky hand. The letter read, "My dear Willie, I want you to know what your note meant to me. I'm an old lady in my 80s, living alone in a small room, cooking my own meals, lonely, and seeming like that last leaf on the tree. You'll be interested to know, Willie, that I taught school for 50 years, and in all that time, yours is the first letter of appreciation I have ever received. It came on a cold, blue morning and cheered my old lonely heart as nothing has cheered me in many years."
I'm not afraid to
And you too can be a professor of love by giving a word of love and encouragement to those who are in desperate need of it, which we all are. A banker always tossed a coin in the cup of a legless beggar who sat on the street outside the bank. But unlike most people, the banker would always insist on getting one of the pencils the man had beside him. "You are a merchant," the banker would say, "and I always expect to receive good value from merchants I do business with." One day, the legless man was not on the sidewalk. Time passed and the banker forgot about him until he walked into a shop where he found that the former beggar now owned his own small business. "I have always hoped you might come by someday," the man said. "You are largely responsible for me being here. You kept telling me that I was a merchant, and I started thinking of myself that way instead of a beggar receiving gifts. I started selling pencils, lots of them. You gave me self-respect. You caused me to look at myself differently." This is Michael Fogarty, looking through the eyes of love.
Haven't known you for so long. I've grown to see so much wrong. Certain things you'd say made me focus on your faults and mistakes. Something has changed recently. Those funny things I can't see. Is it you who's changed, or have I? Or is it a miracle? Some people say that love.
Some people say
And it's amazing how beautiful and different the world can be when you look at people through the eyes of love. That was Michael Fogarty.
Many years ago, a boy of 10 was working in a factory in Naples. He longed to be a singer, but his first teacher discouraged him. "You can't sing," he said. "You haven't any voice at all. It sounds like the wind in the shutters." But his mother, a poor peasant woman, put her arms about him and praised him and told him she knew he could sing. She could already see an improvement. And she went barefoot in order to save money to pay for his music lessons. That peasant mother's praise and encouragement changed that boy's life. His name was Enrico Caruso, and he became the greatest and most famous opera singer of his age.
Yes, as we said earlier, some of the greatest success stories of history have followed a word of loving encouragement. There's great power in encouraging others. This is Andrew V. Enjoy the songs and stories you heard on the show today, and that it will inspire and encourage you to inspire and encourage others. I'm looking forward to you joining me the same time next week for the very best in inspirational broadcasting. This is Simon Peterson and all here at Radioactive Productions saying bye for now. And remember, there's no exercise for the heart better than reaching down and lifting someone up. Bye for now.
Here once again is our email address if you'd like to write to Newbeat. It's mail@radioactivated.com. You can also log on to www.activated.org for a variety of free inspirationals and downloads. And at www.newbeat.org, you can listen to and download hundreds of your favorite Newbeat songs.
Newbeat to the EAT is the radio program for you.